Welcome to another session of Rising Stars of Turf, presented by Earthworks and Dryject. Our newest rising star is Andrew Malik, golf course superintendent at the 27-hole Matitoconk National Golf Club in Jackson, New Jersey. One might say his rise to stardom has been a long trajectory, having spent 14 years as an assistant at four different properties before taking the reins at Matitoconk four-plus years ago. Welcome, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
So you're a pedigreed New England guy, native of Litchfield County in Northwest Connecticut, worked at a local club during your formative years before attending the Stockbridge School of Agriculture at UMass. Why don't you take us away from there?
Yeah, so all throughout high school, I grew up working at a nine-hole golf course with my father, and you know, every assignment you could imagine there, obviously lower end, lower budget. Eventually decided, I wanted to pursue the career in turf, and I ended up at UMass Amherst Stockbridge School of Agriculture. And I, in between semesters, I ended up lucky to get an internship at Pine Valley, and I loved it. I think it was within a week after graduating fully at UMass, I was there for a second assistant position or return or, you know, whatever they call it these days. And then eventually worked myself up to, chemical applicator. And here I am today. I did took an assistant's position with Tim O'Neill at Country Club of Darien. I was excited and young, motivated guy, ready to take on a full course construction there, which was obviously great, unmatched experience, you know, from anywhere else. So I always get questioned at why I left Pine Valley, but it just looked like an opportunity that I couldn't pass up at the time.
You spent some time at Darien, then went to Southward Ho on Long Island. And there was a Pine Valley connection there also, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Pine Valley opened endless opportunities for my career. You know, the people and the relationships that you meet and make, you know, unmatched. And I had completed the renovation at Darien and, you know, excited for the next venture in my career, and reached out to a couple guys. I knew Jim at Southward Ho was looking for an assistant, and I looked at it as another opportunity to gain some great experience in a different location.
And from there, you went to Matitoconk.
Yeah, after 3 years at Southward Ho and, you know, another job of living on property and, you know, the daily grind, I looked for another opportunity and found the role at Matitoconk open as an assistant, and jumped all over that opportunity, 27-hole golf course, and try to see what, you know, what else I could get on my resume.
So that was under Aaron McCurdy then, correct?
No, actually, it was a different superintendent that hired me. And then, it was an unfortunate situation. They let him go. I had been on the golf course in April. They let him go in August. And then Aaron came aboard at the end of August, right after the Marion U.S. Open in 2013. And, we went after it pretty hard there for a good 7 years with Aaron.
Okay, so you've been doing pretty extensive renovation there in the time that you've been superintendent, correct?
Yes, sir. We've been, you know, well underway on a master plan, working with architect Ray Hearn. And in 2019, when I assumed the position of superintendent, was immediately fell right into rebuilding the first stage of our bunker renovation project. You know, I'm not sure exactly how many we completed that first year. That turned out to be a three-year process to rebuild all the bunkers. And then the season after that, so my fourth season as a superintendent, we rebuilt 18 holes worth of tees. And then this past year was another 9 holes of tees. So we're gaining on it here. It's a massive property. I feel like when we're done renovating it, we're probably going to end up starting over.
Now, when we were chatting the other day, just for me to get some background information, you mentioned the term sandemic, which I had not heard before. Maybe shame on me, I don't know. But tell me what that was all about.
Yeah, during COVID, you know, I know resources were extremely difficult to get. And the original plan was Valley Forge Buff. And through the transition of the superintendent position, you know, some members were reluctant to start purchasing and stockpiling sand, given the cost, which I don't blame them. And then, We ended up starting the construction under the impression that the sand was going to be available to us, and it just simply wasn't. So we had to call an audible, and then, difficult to find a sand that's compatible with the Better Billy Bunker and approved, and bridges with the gravel type and all those different instances. So decided to go with a sand from a quarry in North Jersey, which we had in the bunkers for 2 years. And then two past winters ago, when we rebuilt the first 18 holes of tees, we actually pulled all the sand out that we had originally put in, which we were able to, find someone to purchase it, which was great benefit to the club. Didn't take too much of a loss, and replaced everything with a pro angle. And now everybody's happy.
I'm just curious what process you used to remove the sand, because there was a discussion in the TurfNet forum not too long ago, actually, by somebody who was confronted with that task of getting all of the old sand out. And
Yeah, Labar Golf Renovations was the contractor that we had on site. And with their status in the industry, we were able to get a lot of hands on deck. It was unfortunately just a lot of manual handwork. We had machines not on the actual Better Billy bunker itself, but we had machines to help remove the piled sand out of the bunkers into whackers and haul it all to all different areas of the property. It was a busy season storing, 72 bunkers worth of old sand, storing 72 bunkers worth of new sand and 18 holes worth of tee mix. So we had pretty much, stuff all happening all over the golf course, which made it, exciting for sure.
that's a large property also.
Yeah, it's not only, massive in regards to being 27 holes, it's just spread out amongst 650 acres inside the fence. And they used to jokingly say they were going New York to Connecticut to dump the sand.
So 14 years as an assistant, what kept you going? A lot of guys would have thrown in the towel, I think, or become impatient or frustrated or whatever. What kept you going?
I mean, it was definitely a strenuous run there for a while. The first 7 years, before Matita Conk, I was a young, ambitious guy, and chasing the dollar like everybody else, and chasing the experience and the tournaments, and that was pretty much the main focus. Luckily, when I landed the job at Matita Conk, I found my current girlfriend, Rachel. So she's been a huge help in regards to settling down. And this is probably the last 4 years, but probably the only time in my career where I've actually been settled down, if that makes sense. I've just kind of moved all over and traced the construction projects and tried to gain the experience. And now at this point, I feel like I'm finally able to call where I'm at home. But yeah, my keystone is probably, my girlfriend, Rachel. She's helped me through a lot.
So you've actually been at Matita Conk now for 11 years, though.
Yeah, this is my 11th year here on this property.
So you had, or you paid your dues as an assistant for quite a few years before you were promoted.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. I have a lot of my assistants. They kind of are in the mindset of, 3 years and I got to find myself a superintendent job. And, I was more years as an assistant at Matita Conk than most of these guys' careers at this point. Obviously, I'm still on the younger side, but I kind of use that as an example for them where, it really helped me in making sure that I was fully prepared for, the task at hand. There's a lot going on once you're in this chair. And, definitely Aaron and some of my other mentors had fully prepared me for what, I was to encounter in the business.
Yeah, that was sort of my next question, is that as to how, when you just sort of answered it, I guess, with compared to the typical, 3 to 5 years of training as an assistant, 14 years had to prepare you for that better than probably any other experience you could think about.
Yeah, certainly. I just think there's a lot of variables in this industry. And, I obviously was trying to find superintendent positions even as early as my Darien years. I was applying to roles and positions and probably stuff that I wasn't fully qualified for. But I do think now that the time that I invested in being an assistant has certainly paid off. And, I'm definitely, feel like I could overcome any obstacle that's thrown at my way, which here on this property in this area, it's a difficult spot to grow grass. And like I said, weather is probably the most challenging issue. Any member that asks what keeps me up at night, it's always the weather, the one thing that you can't control. But, if I can get a grasp on everything else as much as possible, I think it just puts me in that good of a spot. I almost look at the business as some, a chess match with Mother Nature every day. That's kind of what I jokingly say with some of my vendors. And it's just that you just got to plan that next move and the next move and be two steps ahead, a plan B, a plan C, and so forth.
So Matinacock is located sort of in, I guess it would still be central New Jersey, sort of up at the north end of what's known as the Pine Barrens, sandy soil. What kind of challenges does that present to you, or is it more of a benefit?
I think it's more of a challenge than a benefit. We still drain in a different way than most properties. The property was built on a swampland. So, a lot of times I'll get questioned why the course up the road, has carts out the next day and we don't. If we have consecutive days of rain on this property, we drain into a swamp. We don't drain into a city sewer system. Once that swamp gets full, our course doesn't drain. So, the sandy soils obviously help. One challenge has been nutrient retention in the sandy soils. We've taken a organic approach to our fertility methods. It seems to have made a huge improvement in turf quality. But yeah, that's some of my challenges being on a sandy property and not necessarily draining as well as some of these other properties in the area.
Now, during one of our first conversations a month or so ago, you mentioned that you have six assistants, which made my ears perk up a little bit. Explain what you ex explain your hierarchy or lack of hierarchy, or how you classify or categorize those people in those positions.
Sure. Yeah, obviously everyone in our company is valued equally. We have all different levels of experience at the course. We've kind of generalized it as a just an assistant position. There is a hierarchy among the staff, like they all pretty much know who's the senior guy without formally having a title. But we just work together
Or
as
putting it on his hat, right?
it's not put on his hat. We kind of know who's the senior guy, or more or less at this point, a shared role. We just, everyone has their own responsibilities, and we just work as a team. It's a good working environment, and I pride myself in that.
And they are at different salary levels also.
The salaries are surely dictating kind of their status. There's different education levels. We have a couple guys with different degrees and different experiences, and like I said, they're all valued and there's room for development and improvement with all of them. They all have equal opportunities and that's just the way we operate.
Now, you had an unusual experience recently where at least one of your assistants, or possibly more, were contacted by an out-of-state recruiter slash headhunter. And we talked about that. It was frankly the first time that I had heard of this within the industry. Obviously, it's done everywhere. But there were some particular considerations that that brought up some ethical concerns about headhunting or recruiting somebody away from a course at this time of year where you're just kicking off your season and things are your ducks in a row, or at least you think you have your ducks in a row. Any comment on that?
Yeah, it's just the business is definitely going in a different direction. It's obviously super competitive at this point. And yeah, just interesting to see it move its way into turf. And I've heard it compared to other industries, which I don't really think it's quite relatable to Google and Tesla and other up 100,000 employee operations. We're on a golf course with 40 guys, and I've always kind of been in the had the mindset of helping my former or my my fellow golf course and doing what I can to make their life easier, not necessarily harder. I'm sure that's not the goal of anyone out there, but just something to consider when you're looking at the recruiting options.
So, generally, I wind up by asking what's next for you. You've already said that you've sort of found home, which is good. One thing I know that's coming up for you is a new puppy tomorrow, in fact.
Oh yeah. It's just gonna be a fun day for sure.
That's a Springer Spaniel.
Yes, sir. It'll be a brother to the existing one that we have here on the golf course. Her name is Dahlia. We've had her for 2 years here at the course, so half brother. It's gonna be a fun time for sure. This year we're hosting a Korn Ferry event again, similar to last year, same event. This will be the second year we have it. One of my members asked me, "Oh, is this the pinnacle of your career?" last year when we hosted the event, and my mindset at that point was like, "No, I'm really just getting started. I don't know what's next. Hopefully Matitakonk's lucky enough and I'm lucky enough to host another significant event. But for now, the Korn Ferry tournament is something that we're all looking forward to. It was a great success last year and great for my staff. Everybody loved it. So yeah, the Korn Ferry and the new dog, it should be a fun year.
That's
Hopefully,
great.
just back off on some renovating, get everybody a breather for a couple months.
There you go. Awesome. Well, we will be sending you a box of swag as our newest rising star of turf. Appreciate the conversation. Congratulations on your career path as it is and however long it's taken to get there, which is certainly admirable. A lot of guys would not have stayed that course, but that's outstanding. Again, thank you, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you, Peter.